Hey, this is Alfonso Ribeiro, and you are listening to all of the knuckleheads on Golf Talk America. I'm one of them, though, so it's okay.
Welcome to the fusion of
hey everybody!
Golf,
wow! Wow. What a crowd! What a crowd! Thank you,
Jim Matthews,
South Carolina.
Bassett.
Wow! What
take
a crowd,
away, boys!
Hey, we are in Santee, South Carolina. My God, it's the annual Santee Winter Classic. We're live here over at the Country Club, Santee Cooper Country Club. Great dinner we've just had, and. It unbelievable round of golf today. It's been a lot of fun.
You lost your ass today is what you did.
No, I didn't. No, I did not. You did, as a matter of fact, buddy. But he's jumping in. He's burying the lead, as he always does. But anyway, Frank Bassett joining you. Tim Matthews is not with us right now.
Thank God.
But Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort is sitting next to me in the co-host seat.
Once again.
Hi, honey.
From Santee, South Carolina.
How are you?
98.
How are you?
Shooting out. I'm doing great, dude. You kidding me? This is awesome.
Is it fun or what?
You know what? My wife was more than happy to get rid of me for the weekend to come up here. To Santee,
South Carolina. She told me that.
I know.
She called me and said, please take him away. Take him away from me.
What COVID has taught us, by the way,
yeah,
is that togetherness is wonderful. Probably the best thing that came out of COVID is we spent a lot of time with our family.
Yeah.
And now it's time to get the hell out. So.
Well, family is important. Family is everything.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? Here in Santee, South Carolina,
yes,
for this Winter Four-Ball Classic.
Absolutely.
It is family.
Yes.
We started off with them. We're
four
still
years
here.
Ago.
We missed 4 years ago, but we missed last year because of COVID, of course.
Right.
But we're back.
Yes.
And it was like family. We walked in the door.
Oh.
It was like everybody's hugging and, hey, buddy, how have you been? And now all the players who come in from all over the country.
We got Pittsburgh. We got Wisconsin. We have Virginia. We have Florida.
Everywhere.
We have Texas.
Everywhere. We don't have Canada this year only because of the restrictions, but we'll invite you Canadians back. You can come back, but you've never won here.
No, exactly. Exactly.
But
The Civil War between Canada, the Can-Am experience.
The Great White, or what is it called? The Great Surge or Scourge from the Great White North, whatever. Mark Zucchino, you'll understand that. We love you, buddy. We love Mark Zucchino, who has a great show called Golf Talk Canada, which is a sister show of Golf Talk America. But you know what, Brendan?
What's that?
We had a good time today in the practice round, didn't we?
I lost my ass, dude.
I know you did. And I can't wait. My wife, Pam, is going to enjoy her Christmas presents this year. Because they're going to be huge.
I got called out today. Actually, you got called out today. You're like, oh, I got no cash. And the guy, Randy, who we're playing with, he's like, oh, we have Venmo.
Yeah. I said, well, Venmo started to watch everything that we transfer digitally in 2022, so we have to watch it. But let's get to it.
In $10 increments, it's not
the
a big deal.
The man who really started this with us and invited us down here.
From the great state of Illinois.
He is from Illinois.
So am I.
I know. Don't bury the lead.
Come on.
Oh, hey, please. You got some food
show.
Still on your chin?
I can't see.
You were grazing through that. Was that food incredible?
We had shrimp. We had a low country boil.
We'll
have Todd.
Brisket.
Why don't you introduce?
Penny.
What the hell's
up? Penny Miller, who's absolutely incredible, is Todd Miller's wife. Todd Miller is the big kahuna here. He runs the whole show.
In Santee.
In Santee. Lake Marion Golf Club, Santee Cooper, and the whole bailiwick. And we are honored to be able to call him our friend. Thank you for having us back, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Miller, PGA professional. What's happening, my man?
We are so glad to have you guys back. Yeah, we missed you last year.
It was miserable. We couldn't be here, and we hated it. Mm. Missed every minute of it.
Yep, we did have an event, but it was a little bit smaller, and this year we were hoping for a little bigger, but you're right there. Our Canadian friends were not quite able to get back in time, but we're hoping for bigger and better.
Hey, so for those of you
next year
who are not familiar with Santee, South Carolina, if you're coming from, like, New York and you're driving down to Florida, and you cross into South Carolina, you see a big FootJoy sign. That's yours.
That's us.
That's you. You take get off at the Santee exit, take a left, and take another quick left by the Huddle House. Can't miss it. But tell us about your relationship with FootJoy. And, I mean, you have a great niche. I mean, you have hundreds of people coming in daily for your golf shop. You got to be killing it there.
Yeah, obviously we're right on I-95, and for years, you know, what can we get people to stop? From off the interstate anyway. So
I have a couple of ideas, but I don't think they're socially acceptable.
Yeah, anyway. That was always the bridge to cross.
Well, actually, you actually do have to cross a bridge to get to Santee.
No. If you're coming from the south, you don't cross Lake Marion. If you're coming from the north, you cross Lake Marion.
You do. You cross Lake Marion. And then don't forget to stop at Lake Marion Golf Course. Yeah, we knew we needed a hook because we got great golf, we got great lodging, we got great. But you put that on a billboard, nobody cares. They feel like that's everywhere, but what we have is not everywhere.
It isn't.
So, yeah, we're halfway, like you said, from New York, Boston, wherever, halfway down to Florida, or wherever you're going to go spend your winter and get some good weather. So we started just selling golf shoes because there's nobody on 95 selling golf shoes. And it's just really ballooned for us. So we're getting people to stop in, buy their shoes to play your golf for the winter. And then once we get to introduce them to what we have with our villas, our putting course, our golf courses, yeah, we hope they fall in love with it like we do and keep coming back year after year.
So if I'm coming down I-95, I get off at exit 98, I take a left, I come in here, do I stay here? I mean, you have excellent food, you have excellent accommodations.
Yeah, that's what we have developed into over the years is that, you just stop. We can feed you. We can sell you golf shoes. And it's not just golf shoes. We do
full-blown pro shop.
Full-blown pro shop, yep. So it's we're not as big as the big stores, but we've got – if we don't have it, you don't eat it.
So Frank and I are staying in the villas right on the
– Is it 302?
24 villas, 10 townhomes.
What is the golf package running down here? If I'm driving down, I want to spend the night, break up the trip, play 18 holes.
Yeah, depending, obviously it bounces around between the time of year, but anywhere from 120 to 150 bucks a day, you get your golf, your lodging, and during the busy time, that includes your food as well, and, you know, time with me, which is
priceless,
basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're proud sponsors of Miller Lite, and we have that happening here as well. So, yeah, I mean, how did you're a guy from Illinois, wind up in South Carolina?
Oh, I hated snow. Hated
so
the
I.
cold.
Yeah, I did.
Lucky.
I did my first 30 years in Chicago, so.
And for those of you.
Was it Jolton Prison or what?
Joliet. No.
Joliet.
You're
Joliet,
closer to Joliet than I was,
so.
I grew up in Medina. Statesville, great place.
No, I wanted no part of winter, and being a young golf professional up there, they would let you have 4 months off with no pay, which was really fun. So.
Well, listen, I have a question. How many, and we stay in the condos, and where you put us always in a corner one that has windows all the way around looking out. It's gorgeous.
Can't have Brendan, you know, in with everybody else.
I understand
that. It didn't work that first year, so put somebody in a corner.
That work release program, though, I think it's working for him. So how many of the private condos do you have here?
We have 34 units.
Okay. So, and they're all two-bedroom units?
They're all two-bedrooms.
So four guys stay in a place?
Four guys, four or couples,
right.
Ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. It's phenomenal. Plus you have the hotels and everything around. They're doing some announcements, and it's okay.
Oh.
But they can't hear us, so it's okay.
It's Steve.
Your wife, I think Penny, is talking about the fact that tomorrow. Wait a minute.
I love
talking
you.
In sign language.
Tomorrow.
We're having a live show of Annie right now.
Is it?
What is that deal?
Does Steve will come out?
No,
tomorrow.
So tell me this.
We're going over the rules. You got to have some rules.
It's a freaking four ball.
Regulations.
Tournament.
Oh, rules with some of these guys?
I know. We like to pretend.
We played today. I have to tell you, we played today with Bill Comwell, who was one of the founders of Backnine Network. And his good friend, we won't mention the name, but he came up with this, why don't we play this little game called Vegas that I play? And it's like points and this and that. And it's so complicated, we needed to bring in two analysts to figure it out. And he figured, you know, well, it's great. And at the end of it, we beat him, and he was torn down.
So there's a,
because it was his game, and we beat him his own game.
But this is day. We have two more days of playing.
You sure he wasn't setting you up for the next
two
days?
That's what I'm thinking.
No, we're not.
I shot a 94 today.
I'd be leery.
Who's setting who up?
Wow.
He did.
Playing him pretty good.
Striping the ball.
Shot a 94 and had three oaks and two pines and several elms.
Tell you what, this place is tight. It's a tight track.
This golf course is scary tight.
Two or three years ago where that tee shot of yours that was famous.
Yes. It's all over the internet.
We're on the
minus 2 inches, I think.
Oh, and he hit the ball as hard as he could, and it was straight up in the air and dropped straight down in front of him.
I'm pretty sure he grunted.
Well, either that or flagellate, whatever. I don't know.
Hey, but I did make your wall of fame, though, when I walk in the pro shop. I'm on the left.
Yes, you are.
Now, I'm photogenic.
Well, now that you have all this beautiful hair, you will definitely
be on the everybody wall. Is talking about the hair because I let it grow out, and it's huge.
I only wish I could have been out there to see it. I look waving like in the wind today.
Boris Johnson. It was waving in the wind along with flying putters and wedges. A couple of
you did launch a wedge today, didn't you?
I did. I got really upset. But after Bill Conwell.
On 17.
You know what I took on 17?
What, you got a wedge in your hand on 17?
I took a seven on 17.
A seven,
okay,
and
everyone, that out. Is a par three.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's a little bit long.
But guess what?
But,
in, this game,
bunkers,
in this game that we were playing,
you can
it's
call
called
a Murphy.
A Murphy, which is.
If you're off the edge of the green, you call a Murphy, and you have to get down on two.
You got to get it up and down.
So I'm like up there, and everybody
so
else is like par,
and got up and down
bogey.
In six?
I got up and down for seven and won the hole because of the Murphy. That chap, the guy who. Had this game.
You're going to have to explain that to me later.
It was very confusing to me, too.
We'll tell you about it on Monday. So it's cool.
Well, Todd, tell us this. Now, you guys have been here a long time, and you put on all these condos. You have great restaurants here in Santee. You're basically halfway between New York and Florida.
Correct.
So if you're coming down from New York or coming up from Florida to go Christmas shopping or whatever,
right.
Come in here, stay the night, play
Spend
some golf.
Night, play some golf.
Yeah. And your course is in great shape. Now, thank you so much for slowing those greens down. Because 2 days ago,
they're brutal.
They were brutal. They were screaming fast.
Oh, there's that sound again.
That's their sound again, yeah.
So
what's next for you guys here in Santee? What's the next big upcoming thing?
We get to rest a little bit for the winter. This is our grand finale. But, we're looking forward to a great, strong spring. We built 2.5 years ago, we built that Traverse, our big, giant putting course.
Tell us about that. Tell us about that.
And then, we all know what happened, and it really hasn't taken into effect. But, there's not too many places that have it. But we have 35,000-square-foot putting course. It's a putting course. 35,000. Basically, you took six of our regular greens on the course and put them all together. Okay. And so Chris Spence designed it for us, and he built it, and it's got more undulation than you'll find on any course.
It's
a lot of fun. You can either play it the way we set it up, 18 holes every day, or you can kind of play horse where you pick your own hole and dollars.
Well, we have a contest, I guess,
tomorrow afternoon we'll be up there.
All the teams.
The superintendent has been instructed to make sure that it's challenging.
That was a nice way of saying just kick your ass, isn't it? Yes, I know. Okay.
So, it's great fun. It's a great way for us to be able to introduce golf to people that haven't played before because anybody can putt after a couple minutes of here's how to roll it.
Well, tell our listeners about if you're staying here in the condos, right?
Staying
the clubhouse
the condos,
that you have there. And
with the pool.
We have a pool.
And that gorgeous
and
area
in
the pond.
Yeah. That's good for you.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. I mean, that clubhouse, you guys will be serving us breakfast every morning there week.
Yeah, that's our goal. Once you're here, we want to take care of you, and you don't have to go outside. Town of Sandy is not large, but when you're staying in our villas, we want to feed you. Obviously, we want to put you on the golf courses. And then after golf, we're going to feed you again. And then your lights are on the putting course up till 10, 11 o'clock, depending on the time of the year. So
lighted putting course, lighted range. So you have a lighted range.
I always forget now that we've lit up the putting course. Yes, the driving range was originally lit first. Yeah. And so, yeah, you hit balls, you can hit putts, you can keep your golf fun going throughout
and
the day.
You have a great relationship with Tour Edge.
We do.
Which is like Bernhard Langer and, I mean, so many just huge PGA Tour Champions players play Tour Edge product today. And it's not the Tour Edge that we knew 10, 5 even years ago. The Tour Edge product today is incredible.
Why? Because John Claffey is the man now.
Well, no, John Claffey's not the man.
Yes, he is.
He is not.
David Glogg's the man.
David Glogg's the man. David's the designer. Claffey's just a marketing and sales guy, right?
Hey, Claffey, we're going to send you this clip.
He's just a team member.
Yes. Hey Claffey,
sales
by the way, send us some clubs and we'll be nice.
If he was really the man, he would be here.
Who's paying your ass for this?
Yes.
He would be here. I'm going to throw out
Miller.
A challenge. I'm throwing out a challenge for next year.
Yes. John Claffey, you should be here next year.
He will.
He should
come. But
no, Claffey's a great guy. I'm just playing, and we all are. Claffey's a great guy. But, you know, Tom Miller.
Tom Henderson. 2 falls ago, we visited the plant. Yeah, it's very impressive.
Yeah.
The pride and joy of Batavia, Illinois. Yeah.
It is.
Yes. Anyway. We're the Buffalo Room.
So what will you leave our listeners with to get them to come here, outside of what we've all said before?
We promise that you will get more bang for your buck here, and you will enjoy yourselves immensely, and you'll probably, I think we're at about 85% of our customers are repeat customers.
Sure.
So the hardest part for us is just to get you to come here, because most of the time they don't believe the price.
I've got to tell you.
Okay, wait.
And then after that, you're part of the family. We're going to see you year after year.
Next year, 4 ball, first week of December, price roughly about $700.
Not even. We're just a touch over $600.
What does that get you?
Oh, you get a pair of shoes of your choice. You get a shirt of your choice. You get a glove of your choice. We brought in
a koozie.
I think it was 71 degrees today because I brought in
the stocking
caps
for everyone. Home run. Next year, it's going to be 80, but we get, hot hands.
I want a Speedo.
Yeah. And then I remember the list goes on. There were 3 or 4 other little goodies
a
that
bunch
you get
of goodies.
In there. Well, you get $100, just $100 right off the bat to pick out the Tour Edge product of your choice. So you got golf bags, putters, wedges, all those things that Tour Edge does with their exotic line and their game improvement hot launch line. So.
Yep. The exotics are absolutely incredible clubs. And we're going to talk to Tom Henderson here shortly.
And we're going to keep your bellies full. And
we're
going
to
help give you some adult beverage as well.
Cut Brendan's mic off.
Brendan, you
pulled off the headset, banging things. No, we're not going to let you back on. No, we've got you cut off.
All right.
Okay,
go ahead. Okay.
He's not adding much here.
Todd Miller. You and your wife, Penny, are absolutely wonderful hosts and hostesses for this event. Thank you so much. Last night was great.
It's always Miller time in Santee, South Carolina.
It is Miller time. But last night was great. Thank you for dinner last night and the hospitality.
Absolutely.
We love you guys like family. We truly do. And thank you so much for having us back here.
Thank you, guys.
Great.
Are we invited back for next year?
Well, there's 2 days left to determine that yet. So
that's right. So be nice.
So far,
you want me?
All
I'm
is
nicest,
good, but
you be nice.
What? Jesus, please, Father, forgive him, for he know not what he says.
Oh my
God. Anyway, you're listening to golf.
I didn't fling a wedge today.
Bill Kama flung a putter and a wedge and a driver today. I only threw one wedge, okay?
One wedge. I remember once when I was a child, I threw a club and a guy I was playing with. He goes, only good players are allowed to throw clubs.
No, every time I throw a club, you say, he's an only child.
Yeah, Frank's an only child.
And I just wanted to slap the ever-loving crap out of you, but
I'll kick your ass, old man.
Anyway, I know you're a big boy, but guess what? I don't fight fair. Never have. Hey, you're listening to Golf Talk America. We're live in Santee, South Carolina for the Winter 4-Ball Classic
here
at Lake Marion Golf Club. And when we come back, we'll bring on
Tom Henderson from Tour Edge Golf.
Tom Henderson from Tour Edge Golf. And we'll hope that he keeps his job after the interview. Thanks, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Lauren Gold from The Who. And Frank, just want to tell you, you owe Roger $5. You're listening to Golf Talk America.
Yeah.
what the hell happened to that music? That's our blunder music. Wait a minute. I've got everybody's mics cut off, so I'm in control. This is really fun. But I'm going to turn some mics on and let some people talk because we've got some special guests across the table from us. And just hang on a minute, Brendan. I know you want to talk, but I've still got this button right here. You're cut off, but Brendan Sweeney is now with us. Everybody's with us, and we're all in.
So,
hey, boys.
So now, officially, I'm not listening, and no one else out in the radio world is listening either. So
I don't believe that for a second. You know that's not true. Hey, buddy, what a fun day today, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
We go out on the range today, Brendan.
It's the first time I've ever been, like, Venmo'd on a golf course.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like, hey, wait, I'm down to $120. He goes, oh, I got Venmo.
That was, that was at the turn. So bad. Here's the deal. So
the great news is we're playing with the Tito's guy.
We were. But let me finish. We go out to the range this morning to hit some golf balls.
God, that was awful.
And Tour Edge is a huge sponsor of this event here in Santee, South Carolina. And they have some great, great clubs. They have an incredible stable of players that are playing. A lot of the guys on the PGA Tour Champions doesn't mean that regular players on the PGA Tour can't play their clubs. Tour Edge has kind of a neat deal where they're not, you know, they make a hell of a product. And, well, they have this guy named Langer, I guess, who kind of plays their clubs a lot, wins a lot with them.
Tim Petrovic. Duffy Wilder.
Duffy, a lot of guys.
Tom Lehman.
So we go to the range.
Ken Duke.
And a couple of guys are out there that we're working with. And
John Daly.
After you broke, how many shafts did you break today on the range?
One.
No, two.
Two.
You broke two. Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not supposed to hit it off the hosel, okay? Most people replace their grips, not their hosels, okay? Yeah. But Brendan has to replace hosels. Anyway, Brendan, bring our guests in.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the tee Matt Stogden and Tom Henderson from
Tour
Edge Golf.
Hey, boys. Hey, welcome in.
Thanks
for having us.
Big Tom, what's up, buddy?
Just having a good time.
Frank, you know I call it like I see it, right?
The cool thing about it, last demo day, so I can just turn the product in broken.
And
hey,
dude, I'm sorry, man.
He broke two shots.
He did.
But
that's a record.
I'm swinging at like 120 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, what was his swing speed on the monitor?
I wasn't on the monitor.
No, it was up there.
Frank, you didn't
break anything. He makes a healthy pass at it.
You were out hitting him, and you didn't break anything.
I know. Yeah. What was I about? 124, 125?
You got that smooth.
At Frank's age, the only thing he's doing is breaking hearts and
snapping hips. Whoa. Listen to this. I have that what?
You got that swing body connection and that, you know, those good fundamentals and that effortless, you know, you got a lot of good stuff going on in the golf.
I love you.
I can give credit.
Brendan's sitting here about to throw up now.
I mean, I can give credit where credit's due. The guy makes a good pass at it.
He does. That's the cause of a privileged life.
Now, don't go there. Don't start that. I love my parents, and thank you so much because.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, we won't go there. I
was a caddy growing up, right?
Yeah.
You like caddy for guys like him.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yes, I am.
Anyway, guys, it was a lot of fun today. You set up on the range here at Santee, and for all the guests that are here, they have the opportunity because you give them credits and opportunities, and you guys give away so much stuff.
Yeah.
But you bring them out, and you have the three of y'all, your crew, fit people, and you work with them, and you watch them, and that's pretty incredible. That doesn't happen at a lot of pro-ams.
No, it does not. We did it. We worked a little too hard. We were out there sun up to sundown. The only guy we didn't work with was Brendan. We saw that wasn't going to help.
Well, when you said we don't want you playing our clubs and send us back the tour bag.
No, we're happy with the people that play our products at this point. We don't need to add anybody else.
You know what? I'm eligible for the Champions Tour, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, nice.
If you get out there, I believe maybe Lynx is out there.
Laura Davies and Trish Johnson both play Lynx clubs.
That is true.
And they're both champions at French Lake.
I should have said that. I apologize.
We were messing. Brendan, we're always going to mess with him.
We love him. I actually commented on his action today. It's better than it used to be.
Brendan's?
Yeah,
dude. Until he started breaking shafts for you.
Well, when you play 300 days a year.
Yeah, he does. He plays every day. I mean, he does.
It's not hard to maintain a nice action. But, yeah, no, we love being here and my company and myself. And we kick in a little bit to help everything out.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
You kick in a lot. Whatever. And you help everybody a lot. And you guys don't even – you're not just there to fit and sell product. You teach.
Yeah.
You say, oh, let me give you a little advice here. Put this – take your right foot and turn it in and – back away or do this, set up this way.
Or in my case, just really leave.
Great. Well, take two weeks off and quit.
You know.
No, Brendan, we're making fun of you. Brendan can crush a golf ball.
Oh, he's good.
Twice around.
His action's good.
Like a broken clock.
If I had him for 6 months, he'd be taking you down every day.
Oh, you know what? I'd be taking you down too, my man.
No.
not this guy. No, not Tom. No. Well, okay, so jump in. So you bring one of your guys in from country club in New York, which is what's the name of the country club?
So, yeah, Walden Oaks Country Club. I'm from Cortland, New York. There's about 5 inches of snow on the ground. So.
Where's Cortland at?
It's just south of Syracuse.
Oh, God, yeah. You're up there.
So
Finger Lakes?
Close to there. It's right around there.
Yeah.
We're like 30 miles from Syracuse towards Binghamton, so I'm grateful that Tom called me, asked me if I wanted to come in again. I think this is my, third one?
Yeah, I think so.
Third or fourth one, and I love coming down here. It's a blast.
Well, Santee's amazing.
Yeah.
You handed me some of the tourage clubs today. I play an ambassador for a different brand right now, and so you handed
me. But that can be changed.
Yes, it can. You handed me a few clubs, and it changed a lot of the. You even said the misses were the spin. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you did for me. When you changed a couple of clubs. It was really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, fitting is science, right?
Yes.
If you're doing it correctly, it's not really opinion.
Well, it is science, but you said, okay, I heard that. Let's change this.
Yeah.
I heard that. Let's change this.
That's when you do it enough, and Tom can allude to this because he's the one who, when I met him 6-7 years ago, he's the one who I saw do this on a range at the first fitting we worked together over at, I think it was that, Bear Creek or something, or Dolphin Head or something.
Probably Dolphin Head.
Yeah, and he told me, he goes, use your ears. And I was like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Hear the impact.
And
yeah.
Then I was like, wow, I do that when I hit a golf ball, so why not? You know, and you can, if you do it enough, you can tell where
but
the ball's
at. You threw some of the new Tour Edge drivers in front of me,
yeah.
And even my missus.
Yeah.
You were like, wow, that's a good miss.
Well,
stuff's impressive, isn't
it? Yeah.
It is very impressive equipment. It really is.
That wood line is the best I've seen in a very long time.
Well, you guys were known, Tom, for
fairway wood.
The three wood years and years ago. Snedeker carried a Tour Edge three wood on PGA Tour forever.
Three and five wood.
Yep. Yeah, three and five, yeah.
Ryder Cup and when he won the Tour Championship.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you guys never really endorsed the pros.
Never paid.
Nope. Yeah.
Never paid a pro to play it.
I think the first time we ever got in the game was in 19 on the Champions Tour. So we're the guys out there. It's pretty cool.
It is. Well, the Champions Tour is awesome.
Yeah, and on a week-to-week basis, which is 30-plus weeks, Tour Edge is the only trailer there.
Wow.
Really?
That's it. They love us.
Now, you guys, it was really nice of you 2 years ago, we wanted stage props, and Tour Edge was working with us, so you sent us a full set of the Tour Edge blades, which I still have, that whole set, that are absolutely gorgeous, and one of my good friends, our good friend, Steve Elkington, who is a pretty well-known player, okay?
World class,
two players championships and a PGA championship at Riviera.
One major, yeah.
Yep, one major. Steve pulls them out and swings them a couple of times. He looks at them and goes, these are gorgeous golf clubs, man. These feel so good.
I love them.
And for Steve Elkington to fabulous. Say that about your tour clubs, I mean.
Well, you can let him hit them, but just don't let Brandon. Brandon hit them.
I don't want them scratched up. They're too
broken.
Pretty.
They're broken.
No, I have the tour bag. Everything's still perfect. It's never been hit. It's all a pop.
That's awesome.
So what about Bernhard Langer?
Let's talk about Langer.
42 wow. PGA Tour Championship wins, 3 PGA wins, 42 European wins. What's it like with him playing your sticks?
Six Schwab Championships, which is the culmination of the season.
Right. Well, and he's 64 years old, right?
It's been all the guys have actually kind of moved the needle for us because they're all pretty cool, and a lot of people watch the Champions Tour.
Oh, I love it.
Bernhard.
We hosted the 15 PGA Championships.
Yeah. I mean, you guys. Yeah.
He notched it up a little bit, especially after he won the Schwab. I get a lot of comments across my trade. So, yeah, and what a great guy.
And I just mean, timeless. Yeah. Look at his move. I mean, I'm a biomechanics guy, so you look at his swing and it hasn't changed.
It reminded you a lot like mine today.
You got a good move at it.
Well, thank you.
Your hair looks like him now, too.
I know. We like that, don't we?
Yes.
Folks, for our listeners, I have always had very short hair since I got off the road from playing music. And now I have long hair again. And all these guys are giving me a hell of a lot of guff.
I love that.
Because we're all bald.
I know.
I love that. I told you right when I saw it. I was like, dude, I was like, it's working.
Well, he was so upset last night. We were at a great Mexican restaurant.
Who was?
And he asked the waitress, he said, what do you think about that guy's hair? And she said, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it just broke Tom's heart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that when she had the 15, 18, or 24% tip thing going on her?
No, she had the 50% tip thing in front of me. So, anyway. Well, guys, Tour Edge is on a roll. You guys are doing a great, great job.
How can we get Tour Edge golf clubs?
How can you get them?
Well, wait.
No.
How could
our listeners get them?
Oh,
I know. I get them.
Yeah. Well, steal them out of Tom's car.
They can come to Santee and go to Todd Miller's golf show. But no, I mean we have.
That's very true.
Yeah, but on
big dealer
TourEdge.com, there is a retailer locator by zip code, and you'll find out who's our ambassadors across the country.
Any big box stores?
Of course. PGA Tour Superstore, Worldwide Golf, or Edwin Watts.
Yeah. All the majors.
Everybody plays the game with us now, thank God. I mean, it's been fun.
But you're doing demo days all over the place.
Yep.
We have a demo day locator, yes. I mean, I work in the Southeast, Brendan.
People thought that Tour Edge was like, okay, the High Launch and this club and that club. They still have a line of clubs for beginners.
Yes.
Juniors.
Juniors and women.
At French Lick, we have all your junior clubs.
Junior lineup is
And it's a fabulous lineup. Awesome. But they have tour quality. They compete with all the big boys, with PXG, with Titleist, with TaylorMade, with
Wilson, Colbert.
Wilson, everybody. Yep. Everybody. And they're right there with them.
Lifetime warranty.
Yep.
Yep. And
on shafts?
No, sir. I take that back with a normal player if he's
Wow. Oh, Brendan.
I got to come to Santee, South Carolina to get my ass kicked.
How does it feel to step in a pile of
Just man, you're my partner this weekend, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, Brendan is my partner with two other partners who are going to join us in the next segment.
But, yes, I mean, our Hot Launch brand is a mid-price custom product.
I love it.
During the pandemic infusion of new players, which has fueled the game, it's been a big segment, and the commercial package set, which we call them package sets. We're the leader. We're the leader.
You guys are.
If you want them, you got to come to us. And
boys, I got to tell you, thank you both for being here.
Awesome.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you for being such, honestly, I mean this, good friends to us personally.
Absolutely.
That means the world to us.
Me too.
We really appreciate it. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Golf Talk America.
Tom and Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
and we're going to bring a couple of guys in a guy in who's very, very interesting. He was one of the principals that started the Back Nine Network, Mr. Bill Conwell, after this break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Golf Talk America. And welcome back, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you. Tim Matthews is not with us. My good friend Brendan Sweeney is. We're here in Santee, South Carolina for the 4th annual Winter Classic, the 4-Ball Classic here in Santee. We're having an absolute blast, and I'm going to go ahead and bring them in because these guys are crazy. We've had a long day. We played a lot of golf, and here is everybody. Boys, Brendan.
The last time I had this much fun was at an Urban Meyer dance party.
We're not going to go there. Bill Conwell, welcome in.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to be with you.
Good to be in Santee.
One of my great friends, Bill Conwell, is I'm honored to call him friend, but also Bill is one of the men who was instrumental in this little endeavor that really started what golf is today in media, and that was called the Back Nine Network.
Yes,
that
sir.
Was really cool.
Absolutely.
And we've had so much fun.
It was a rodeo without clowns.
No, it had a lot of clowns.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's some crazy people. And our good friend, you were talking to our good friend John McGinnis, texting back and forth.
Matter of fact.
He's on his way back from the Bahamas right now, so he couldn't join us on the show tonight.
He's got sand in between his toes. It's terrible.
Just wait till he gets home.
A good friend of mine wrote a song in Nashville called Don't Get No Sand In It.
Uh-huh.
And that's a McGinnis song. I always say about
John. You know what my dad always used to say?
Well,
you want to make a hormone?
Making my point. No. 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 Brendan, here, I'll cut your mic off. Anyway, I'd forgotten what I was doing. John McGinnis, I always say about John, and he's a good friend of all of ours and very close with Bill, is John's the only guy I know that has no shirts without a wine stain on them. John loves his red wine, but I'm the guy who has wine stains on the carpet, the couches, the bed, the nightstand.
Well, the good thing about Santee, South Carolina is...
Well, I was talking about wine.
I know. But you can spill wine anywhere and nobody really cares.
Not on this control board.
But anyway, Bill... McGinnis has never missed... a drop of wine that was in a bottle that he was consuming.
Oh, no. And John is a connoisseur of fine wine.
Oh, yeah.
He knows
absolutely.
Wines. Yeah.
But for those of you out there, John has started a new venture with XM Radio, and he's got a nice little gig with David Faraday.
Absolutely.
He does.
And the first show happened, and it was fabulous. And he's a wonderful guy. At the French Lick Resort, we have the Listener's Cup every year. And
you were getting ready for this trip.
Yeah.
The other day, and you were in your garage, and SiriusXM PGHR radio was on.
I was getting
and
all
McGinnis
my...
And McGinnis and Faraday were on.
And you called, Frank from Nashville.
And they said, it's Frank from Nashville. And Brendan went, oh, God. Oh, God. What's about to happen?
But you did drop the Santee bomb on them.
I dropped the Santee bomb, and I said,
I'm sure they're sitting there in the Bahamas saying, why are you calling the show?
Well, that's what McGinnis said. It was really funny, Bill. McGinnis said, well, Frank, I'm in the Bahamas. I said, we've got a lake. He said, yeah, it's a real big lake. What? Well, I'm in the Bahamas.
I'll tell you a funny story, because when you mentioned in the intro about what we did at Back Nine Network becoming what is golf today,
yes,
I can literally remember being in a meeting in early 2011, all right, where we had probably 8 or 10 people in the room, and we were talking about brainstorming about content that we could bring to bear, because we were trying to do things different. And I remember right in one of my brainstorming things, I said, get McGinnis and Faraday on the same show.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. You know,
and I could give you probably 4 names that remember me saying that.
Well, Bill, one of the
none
things,
of them are in the golf business anymore.
They're in work release. They're all in work release.
They're
now.
All at corporate America, making money on Bitcoin.
Bill, on a more serious note,
I bought Bitcoin at $40.
on a more serious note, last night, you know, we had a great dinner and came back and had a couple of
Armando's in Santee, South Carolina.
We did, but a couple of cocktails, and you were talking about some of the times and things that you did at Back Nine. And one thing that was very poignant to me was when you brought up the fact that you were charged with picking up Lee Elder and his family at the airport. He was coming in to do some TV with you guys.
Right.
Tell us that story, because it was so touching about Lee Elder. He's just passed. And just tell us the story.
Sure. So... as many people will recall, we were extremely interested in pushing the envelope related to diversity, inclusion, and at some level changing golf and the perspective that it had. And one of the things that Jamie Bosworth, who was the CEO, was always interested in was making sure that we were giving everybody equal opportunities, not only within the company, but in how we were presenting ourselves. And the opportunity came up at one of the Travelers Championships for us to have a party and a gathering. And Jamie decided, you know what? I want to do something special this year for the folks that are in town, for the travelers. And we had for anybody who ever went to our office, it was pretty significant.
Downtown Hartford.
We had a very special conference room there, and Jamie indicated that I want to make this conference room the Lee Elder conference room, and I want to present him with that during this party. And so at that event that Lee came to, you had people like Stuart Scott, you had people like Padraig Harrington, you had Gino Auriemma, you had Ray Allen, all of them there to present this special painting that that Jamie had commissioned to be front and center in what was now the Lee Elder Conference Room.
Wow.
I personally was able, because he was in town for 3 or 4 days with his wife Sharon, I had the honor and sometimes with some other interesting stories, but the honor to play play 18 holes with Lee and Jamie Bosworth's two sons, who at the time were, I'm going to guess, maybe 13 and 10, something like that. And it was an incredible experience, and especially for the boys, because they were just getting to the point where they truly understood some of the history and what was going on in the game.
Well, you mentioned that, but you also mentioned Stuart Scott.
Yes.
Guy from Orlando. What a gem he was. Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was very close and was also an investor in Back Nine. Was very close to the team because of the relationship that he had with the personal relationship he had with Jamie.
Well, what you're seeing today with the match, with some of the
they were the front
special runners. Events that you see in golf today. This man who's on our show tonight, that we're honored to call friend, is one of the pioneers in that. He started it with Jamie, built it up. Back Nine Network today would be huge. They were ahead of their time.
No,
very
but
much so.
There's no. When I was in Orlando, when I moved down from Chicago, we were clients of vendors of the Golf Channel when it started up in '96.
Yeah,
and they were the only. They had a monopoly on golf.
Yeah,
and Back Nine was the first real competitor.
Well, Back Nine was, yeah, they were.
And now
you
the Golf
Channel.
Now
let Bill. Let Bill tell that.
Now the Golf Channel is gone.
Well, it's NBC Sports.
See, we didn't really consider them a competitor because their world became, back in 2012, 2013, their world became focused on live coverage of golf events. And they expanded it from the PGA Tour to the LPGA to the Korn Ferry to the European to the all of those. So from about Tuesday late afternoon until Monday when they were recapping, all right, they were doing live coverage of golf. So there was an opportunity for what we considered inside the ropes.
Entertainment.
Which they were covering.
Yeah. Lifestyle.
That everything outside of that, like the four-ball tournament here at Santee, all right, that would be something that we would attend, all right?
Yeah.
And plus, we always had a presence at the Masters. We always had a presence at the PGA show. And we always had a presence at Pebble Beach. And all of those things had nothing to do with did Bryson DeChambeau make a birdie or a par on the last hole. We didn't care about it. It was about the rest of the population who loves the 26 million people who love playing golf to just have fun.
Well, and that was when we first met. You were Back Nine was boom. You had come out at the PGA show, and we talked about it. My concept many years ago.
Was it Ice House?
Yeah, but my concept many years ago was the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment.
Yeah,
and that was basically Back Nine Network, and that's what we talked about, Bill,
sure.
in those years.
Yeah.
And now we're still doing this, and it's evolving
sure.
into something else. And
right.
I just
I was there.
I appreciate you being you know, a friend to us, and always so cordial and so open with your knowledge, your advice, and more than anything, your friendship. More than anything, Bill Conwell, you're the best.
I love you guys.
Really are, man.
Love you,
guy.
Be good.
So, what do you want to leave our listeners with? What do they need to do? What do they need to listen to? What do they need to watch? What do they need to think about to enhance their golfing experiences today?
Drink more Tito's vodka, number one.
Bill didn't say that.
I did, because we're with our buddy from Tito's that's renamed Nameless.
Just remember, there's only about 1,400 people who have ever won a major tour event, right, out of 26 million golfers. So the likelihood is you're not going to win a PGA Tour event, so don't act like you are. Just go out and be like Brendan Sweeney and have fun.
Hey, so how about today? You're a very established member of your golfing mind, and I almost saw you get an ace today.
Oh no! Let's talk about that.
I know. I hit a great
three,
shot.
Par you three, hit a fabulous shot. You're about hole. 6 feet
yeah.
left of the pin.
I was like, "That's good."
And Bill, who at the time was my partner,
no, Bill gave me like, "Hey, nice shot."
Yeah. My partner at the time, we were playing six.
I'm like, holy
six.
Shit, there it is.
I can't get a word in there. Joseph,
what, are you on the show we're or doing, something?
Yeah, I don't think so. You want it? Hell, I've got a lot of debt. You can have it.
I'm the one that's paying you for to be on here.
I know you are, and I need a raise. And you gave me one this year. Thank you. I love you. So anyway, Brendan hits a shot 6 feet left of the pin. Bill proceeds to step up there. As
six
my
inches.
Partner. No. Wow. It ended up six inches.
Stick.
It rolled up, hit the stick, and bounced off 6 inches. Almost yeah. went in
I thought
the
that
cup.
Puppy was in, buddy.
And I think I stood up there after all that, and I proceeded to throw up in my mask.
And that was actually the closest I've come to a hole in one. I've never had a hole in one.
We were so excited, though.
And
we
by
were,
the way,
hey,
it wasn't,
Bill,
it wasn't
Bill,
6 inches, it was 3 inches.
That's what she said.
Oh, dear God.
We'll always have Santee, my friend.
Brendan, twice, okay? We will always have Santee. Bill Conwell, we could spend all night with you, and
well,
we're
we
going
will.
To after we finish
yeah,
the show.
Plug this puppy.
Because we're going back to our condo and have some fun and have some cocktails and drink some.
And just for the record, we're the number one listened to golf podcast in Australia.
Yes, we are. We are number one.
Well, and it's going to go up because they're in lockdown now. They don't have anything else to do but listen to you guys.
Hey, mate.
Exactly.
What the hell? Come on. Yes. Hey, Bill, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I have more pockets in my golf bag than a retarded kangaroo.
Dear God in heaven. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to close this show out and get out of here and go have some Tito's with our friends and some Glenn Levitt with our friends and some Tito's and some Glenn Levitt and Tito's and Glenn Levitt. And we're going to stay up until 1:30 in the morning again talking about everything that we love about this great game, about the friendships that are built through camaraderie.
Ubers and Santee are rare.
Would you let me finish my thought? Jesus criminy. The relationships we build through this great game of golf. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and please don't go anywhere.
In life, we're all bound for different things. With beachbound.com, you could be bound for adventure, bound for passion, bound for discovery, or bound for togetherness, or maybe bound for encountering the unexpected. Beachbound is an online travel agency with expertise in worldwide beach vacations and experiences. They're reinventing beach travel. With beachbound.com, customers can book worldwide beach vacations that include flights, hotels, transfers, and excursions. They're a one-stop travel shop. Personally, when I'm at a beach resort, I'm bound to end up at a poolside bar. Hey, as long as I have a great view and a cold drink in my hand, I'm as happy as I can be. With beachbound.com, you can find your perfect beach vacation worldwide because there's a beach out there waiting for you with beachbound.com. Visit beachbound.com to book your next beach vacation. That's beachbound.com. What are you bound for? Hey, it's Neil Michaels, Director of Sales for Golf Talk America. Frank and I were talking the other day about the fact that there doesn't seem to be comfortable shirts and shorts for golfers that also hike and work out. Then I found out about 10,000, and now I'm a huge fan. 10,000 makes the highest quality, best-fitting, most comfortable training shorts I've ever worn. I've personally been wearing their 7-inch interval shorts to hike and their versatile shirt for all kinds of workouts, even at the driving range. 10,000 has gear for all types of workouts, from running to hiking, lifting to boxing, however you train. And with the holidays just around the corner, 10,000 gear makes a great gift for any fitness enthusiast in your life. This Christmas, I'm buying some for my son, the gym rat, and for my stepson, the hiker. Ugh, I hope Santa didn't give away any secrets just then. 10,000 is offering listeners of Golf Talk America 15% off your purchase right now. Just go to 10,000.cc and enter the code GOLFTALK to receive 15% off your purchase. That's 10,000.cc, not .com, and enter the code GOLFTALK for a huge 15% off today. Hey, it's Neil Michaels. With the cooler weather here, it's even more important to keep properly hydrated since you don't sweat as much in cooler weather. I mix one stick of Liquid IV in some water and hydrate faster and more efficiently than drinking water alone. In fact, mixing Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates your body the same as if you were drinking 48 ounces. Who wants to drink 48 ounces of water? Liquid IV tastes great with flavors like strawberry, lemon lime, and my favorite, watermelon. Try incorporating Liquid IV in your daily routine like first thing in the morning or before a workout. It also makes a great hangover cure. Keep that in mind with the holidays coming. Grab some Liquid IV in your choice of flavors nationwide at Walmart. Or get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code GOLFTALK at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order and start getting better hydration today at liquidiv.com. But you have to use the promo code GOLFTALK to get the 25% off. LiquidIV.com. Make your water work harder.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're going to close this show out, and
thank
Brendan
God.
Sweeney and I—oh my lord! we've had some great guests tonight. My favorite—I mean, I love Todd Miller. I love Tom Henderson. Everybody that's been on. One of my favorite people in the world,
Big Bill.
Is Big Bill. Big Bill Conwell. He's a mentor to me. He's a mentor to me because he knows more about broadcasting and more about what people buy and more about what people want than anybody I know. And it was great last night. We talked until 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, God.
Oh, and you just hammered me. What does that have to do with anything? And I said, that's in my mind. I'm thinking differently than you, Brendan, because your face is in a bottle of tequila over there at the table. So,
which I never drink.
No, you don't. And that's what it makes you mean.
No, it doesn't.
You were jumping around in a jock strap last night and hollering
boner,
African
boner,
sounds.
Boner.
No, stop it. Stop it. It was pretty funny, though. It was good.
Yeah.
You know, aren't you appreciative that I didn't wake you up this morning? Are you not?
I whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
I travel for a living. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're here with me,
yeah.
Buddy.
We've had a blast.
Hammer each other, but we love each other. We're great friends. And that's the one thing about this industry and this opportunity to be out on the road in golf and enjoy the fellowship, the camaraderie, and just the sheer beating the shit out of each other on the golf course about the bad play.
What did you just say?
Beating the shit out of each other on the golf course about the bad play. You made some nasty comments about some of my shots.
Opinions made by Frank Bassett are not endorsed by the French
PGA
Lick Resort.
Tour. The French Lick Resort. And I have
don't
to say this.
Care about the tour.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I do have to say this. Thank you so much to Club Corp.
Yep.
A great sponsor of ours. Go to clubcorp.com for more information. You'll love it. You can be a member for a day. And the French Lick Resort. Go to FrenchLick.com. That's where Brendan resides. And the French Lick Resort is a bucket list item. You have to.
You're playing
check
golf
out.
By noon. Anywhere in the country, you'll be teeing off by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, where else can you go play a Pete Dye course, a Donald Ross course, and a Tom Bendelow course?
And go play craps afterwards.
Yeah.
We have a casino, by
the
way.
We have a great casino.
Absolutely.
I want some money there, too, but you guys sent me a thing that I had to pay taxes on.
It's called a 1099, Frank.
I hated that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for your support. We appreciate everything, dude. We appreciate everybody in Santee, South Carolina. Exit 98 coming down 95. You can't miss it. Take a left. Buy some FootJoy golf shoes.
Were you in radio in the 70s?
Yes, I was.
It sounds like it to me. Hey, everybody.
Remember Larry Lujack from Chicago?
Oh, Lord. Y'all stop it. We're going to start the conversation back in the rooms. We've had a great time tonight. We've enjoyed everything. Thank you so much. And everybody, you know, it's an opportunity that we cherish just to be listened to by y'all. Please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and tell your friends. Golf Talk America. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, Frank.
Yes.
See you, buddy.
See you, pal.